This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. When 32-year-old Priscilla Bell of Salem was a teenager, she was drawn to many types of music.
From classical music, that was like my own interest. But, you know, my brother got me into Nirvana and A Tribe Called Quest, and my mom was listening to bossa nova and jazz.
She learned how to play the guitar and joined a church band where she met Pete Wasson.
He and another friend of ours was the person that I went to when I first started writing and started sharing my originals.
Priscilla and Pete and a few other musicians formed a band. When that band broke up, Priscilla and Pete stuck together, forming the duo currently known as Banded Starling. Their new album, Keep On, Move On, is their second.
Priscilla, Pete, thank you very much for coming into the studio and chatting with me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Our pleasure.
So let's talk about some of the songs on this new album. Is there a song in this new collection that you feel really gets at the heart of what you're trying to sound like?
Wow. Oh. They all play such different roles, I think, in our sound. I really like When It Unravels. That's the first song on the album. It's kind of funky. I wrote the verses to the beat of my blinker, my turn signal. So it's in a different time signature than the choruses are. And I really like playing with time signatures. And it's very slight, but it's noticeable enough that you're kind of like, oh, hey, what was that?
I woke up to a place I didn't know was on the map. I could have used a sign, a star, some lightning to chart my car.
When I was writing the verses, so my blinker was going and it was like, and so I started writing the verses. And then I wasn't turning when I wrote the choruses. I have this terrible, terrible, terrible habit of writing in the car, and it's not great. And I usually have to pull up my phone, and I know that's illegal now in New Hampshire, and I'm really trying to not do that because that
puts a damper on your songwriting process.
It really does, you know, because I'm not using my phone. It's just near. It's, you know, I cue it up, I press record, and it's near my. I'm not looking at it. Anyway, it's a little dangerous, and I've been a lot better lately. But
So would this album have been possible without the invention of the automobile?
I think that's the only conclusion you can draw from that. Yeah.
Seriously.
So let me ask you about another song, one of the ones that I really liked. It's called Level. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Before we realized it, we had dropped the thread that held us together. We can't forget about it when it's swinging right over our heads. Promise me.
I've always been of the mind, and I've always been drawn to music that is interesting. I don't really like terribly repetitive things unless there's something underneath that's changing. Either the dynamic is changing, or the melody is changing, or a harmony is changing. There's an addition of an instrument. And so for me, at least what I hope, is that when the listener hears that time change, they're feeling the difference in emotion, as well as remaining engaged and interested in the song.
Another one I think we should talk about, not only because, of course, driving is such an important part of your music, but Open Road features the Glockenspiel.
It's a fight to stay on a path when it's been cut through stone.
So I definitely wanted people to hear the Glockenspiel, but I also want to know the story behind this one. What's the story behind Open Road?
Open Road was inspired by 93 South, really. I was driving on 93 South, and you know how, you know, we basically had to cut through all of that rock to build 93. I was just like, oh, this is interesting that, you know, we had to cut through all of this stone and all this rock to build this road. And I think, you know, it became an analogy for life for me, because, you know, a lot of times we have to go through something difficult. We have to blast away a part of who we are, or our understanding, or, you know, an opinion, in order to experience something and to forge ahead. And in a broader sense, as a society, sometimes we have to break apart what we think is what's right in order to forge a new reality.
This road is cut through stone. This road is cut through stone.
Well, Priscilla Bell and Pete Wasson, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Banded Starling's Bandcamp page at our website, nhpr.org. This road is cut.